Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Kedushin, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Hei. So in the previous Mishnah, we learned about the mothers and grandmothers you have to check to make sure the Yichus is okay. However, the Mishnah says, Ein Baitkin, it's not necessary to check out the mothers. Loimin HaMizbeach Ulamayla, that means, from Kahanim there were Makriv Karbanis on the Mizbeach, and generations on top of them. In other words, if somebody wants to marry a woman, and this potential Kala, we know, let's say her father was a Kayin, who did the Avayd in the Beis HaMikdash, no one has to be checked. And that's because before a Kayin was able to do the Avayd in the Beis HaMikdash, the Sanhedrin checked him already. For that matter, v'loy min haduchin ulamayla. Duchin means like a platform. The Levim stood on this special platform, or like a stand, and it's Stava, we find the Lashon Chazal. And that's where they sang their Shira. They sang the Shira when they were makriv most Karbanos Tzibur. And here too, the Sanhedrin would have to make sure that none of those Levim had a problem with their Yichus. So there's no reason to have to check again. Not the father that actually did the singing, or generations above him. Because obviously, if his Yichus is good, that means that generations above him are okay. And that his Yichus couldn't be good. So, v'loy min haduchin, you don't have to check if there's a Levi here that served on this platform, ulamayla, or generations above him. V'loy min Sanhedrin, ulamayla. If, let's say, the Kala's father was a member of the Sanhedrin, he would have had to have been a meyuchas, someone with good yichas. If not, they would have never allowed him to become a member of the Sanhedrin. So you don't have to check out him or generations above him, because in order for him to be a meyuchas, it must be the generations above him were okay. V'chol shehuchzuku avoisav mishoitrei harabim v'gaboi tzedaka. And one of the zaydis over here, we're known we have a chazaka, they were mishoitrei harabim. What does the word shoitrei mean? I'm sure you remember a pasuk, shoiftim v'shoitrim. Shoiftim are judges. Shoitrim are those that have to make sure that the psak of Bezdin is carried out. But in the context of our Mishnah, Shoitri Aram would mean people that sat on cases that judged money. They're not members of the Sanhedrin. There were a three-panel set of judges that would paskin different mominous shilas. Now, normally speaking, you did not have to be a meyuchas over here. Even a mamza could serve in such a Bezdin. It says, a mamza Talmud Chacham is greater than a Kohen Gadol Lama Oretz. But in Yerushalayim, the Batei Dinim in Yerushalayim were very, very careful to only appoint Miyuchasim, even for this role. And therefore, if we know that the ancestors of this potential Kala, the woman he wants to marry, was from the Shoitri Arab in Yerushalayim, you don't have to do any further checking. As well as V'gaboi Tzedakah. Wait, if her father was a Gabei Tzedakah, you don't have to check anymore? Why? Did they only appoint Miyuchasim for Gabay Tzedakah? No. But here there's a fascinating reason. It's a totally different reason. These Gabay Tzedakah don't have an easy job. A person that comes collecting Tzedakah, sometimes he gets some insults or worse. Especially the Gabay Tzedakah in the times of the Mishnah, acting under the guidelines of Beis Din, they could take a mashkin for Tzedakah. If someone had to give Tzedakah and he didn't, they could knock on your door on Erev Shabbos and take something out of your house. So when they came to do that, a lot of people, especially those that don't give tzedakah when they're supposed to, could start screaming, why you? You know who you are? Your father had this and this problem and you're coming to take things of my house on Erev Shabbos. These kabbalat tzedakah, if they had a problem with yichas, you would have heard about it already. Somebody would have yelled at them. And therefore the halach is in regard to all these cases that masin lekahuna ve'ein tzarech livdaik achrayim. Any one of these people can marry off his daughters to a Kayin, and there is no need to do any bedikas. Rabbi Yaisi says, Af Mishaya Chasim Aid. Anyone that was signed as an aid, as a witness. Ba'archei Hayeshana Shel Tzepayri. Archaeus means courts. Archei Hayeshana means in the town courts of Yeshana Shel Tzepayri, which is near Tzepayri. They had a system where not anyone can sign. Only if someone didn't have a psul yichus. And they kept very good records. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna says, Af Mishaya Muchtav, anyone who was written in Be'istrat Yashal Melech, as a soldier in the army of David HaMelech, did not need to have his family checked, because David HaMelech only took soldiers that had pure yichus, so that the schus of their fathers would help them win the war. So it should be schus of oisem esayatan. So we know, if he was listed with David HaMelech, everyone here is okay. So the Mishnah gave us a bunch of exceptions where you don't have to go check all the grandmothers here that we learned about you have to check in the previous Mishnah. And that is if it turns out that her father or one of her ancestors did the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, a Levi that stood on the Duchen and said Shira, was a member of the Sanhedrin, or they were part of a three-member panel of Beis Din in Yerushalayim that was Dan Dini Mamedes, but only in Yerushalayim, or they were Gabay Tzedaka that someone would have yelled at them if there was a problem. The din is masiyin lekahuna, and you don't have to be baidik achrayin. Rabbi Yossi says, add the following to that list. If someone was signed as an aide in the courts of Yeshana that was near Tzipayri, they were always very careful to have only miyuchasim. Rechlina ben Antigna says, also someone that was written in to the rosters of David HaMelech soldiers, they too were miyuchasim. David HaMelech only took soldiers with a good yichus because he wanted the schus to protect them in the battle.